From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
Right now, you can see highlighted the point where a hand rises from the crowd and fires 2 to 3 shots aimed in the direction of Ms. Bhutto.
We stand with the people of Pakistan in their struggle against the forces of terror and extremism. We urge them to honor Benazir Bhutto's memory by continuing with the democratic process for which she so bravely gave her life.
We are feeling sorry. She was the Pakistani hero, and all people like very much.
But there is no logical follow-on leader to Benazir Bhutto in terms of her party. She was it. She was the leadership. There isn't a person that can just step into the void that will be left by her.
We just have an intelligence intercept that was recorded this morning in which Baitullah Masood has congratulated his people for carrying out this cowardly act.
Most people of the Pakistan want an election to be held. We love Pakistan, it's our country, but we want, you know, democracy in our country. Pakistan.
Before I start the speech that I was intending, I want to state how shocked and saddened we all are with the death of former Prime Minister of Pakistan, Benazir Bhutto.
This type of loss of life points out again the need for our nation and other civilized nations of the West and of the Muslim world to come together to support moderate Islamic leaders, moderate Islamic people, to help them in their effort to reject the violent and the extreme.
I have known Benazir Bhutto for a dozen years, and I knew her as a leader. I knew her as someone who was willing to take risks to pursue democracy on behalf of the people of Pakistan.